Well, according to the magic monitor here, I see there's one, about five of you left out there. There's four of you. Somebody just walked out. A few of you are listening still to the crazy guy on wonderful coastal Georgia WCGA on this program called The Bigger Picture, Unifying True Faith and Right Political Action. And this is the final segment of this program, five today. I want to thank my lovely wife for sitting here and keeping me calm because I was really worked up last week. Didn't know what I would do by myself in the cockpit today. She's been a steadying influence, so I thank her for her presence. And you will hear from her in the near future as we're going to tell you a little bit about our lives together and what God has done. And I'm going to tell you why I call her the most powerful woman in the world, because she lines up with the sixth of the eight great doctrines of our common faith, and that is the doctrine of woman and her role in this life. And yes, men and women have different roles because they're two different genders. There's male and there's female. Ain't nothing in between or on either side. I don't care what the knotheads say. And I really don't care what the Los Angeles Dodgers ever do, other than I hope they end up in last place or, you know, move to some other country where they play baseball. I don't know. Anyway, a little comment to the aside. In the 5 minutes plus that are left in this program today, please let me ask you who are listening. Now we're down to three, it looks like, through the magic monitor. Let me ask you to be willing to consider what's being said, that simply that America is in danger, that we need to pray, we need to read the Bible much more than we've been doing in the past. Collectively, we need to beg God to turn us around, and we need to know the scripture that does it. I've got the Ten Commandments of Woody that we're going to discuss next hour that go over some of the essential scripture, and yes, this is sounding like a Sunday school lesson, but it isn't, because the bedrock of America is in scripture, Judeo-Christian culture. And there are some great people on this radio station that understand that, you know, Charlie Kirk and Rabbi Dennis, love him, Dennis Prager, and others, that know of a certainty that America was designed by God. And I think we fit in Revelation 17:10. I'll talk about that some other time. And I'm certain that every ethnic group in the world was brought together here on the shores of America one way or another, either on the Mayflower in very austere circumstances or even in slave ships from a culture that seems pretty horrible to me when you read the White Nile and trade one bad situation for another. But to have the opportunity to live in a nation that had a destiny and to, without shadow of a doubt, contribute mightily to the development of that nation as they did, and all the races have contributed to the greatness of America as they've served in the armed forces, as they've worked in the fields, as they've built the buildings, as they've designed the buildings, as they've flown the airplanes, driven the trucks, guided the trains, or worked the financial processes on Wall Street, whatever. Everybody has pitched together to make America the great shining city on a hill. We have focused so much on what's bad or what people say are bad. There's some rather selfish people that are self-serving. We've talked about it in previous shows, and I'm going to beat them about the head and shoulders verbally here fairly soon in the future ahead. But this is a good country. It has done good things. And even when Democrats were in power, they were constrained by the Christian nature of our country to do things that were Christian, okay? And we need to go back to that era. go back to what made America what it is, to lionize those virtues and not destroy them, not tear them down. We are one nation under God. We must be indivisible with liberty and justice for all. But we don't need to emphasize our own rights and our own privileges over someone else, that we create schism in our nation. And right now we are a nation horribly divided because we do not know that we live in a country that was intended by God to exist for a specific purpose. And we've allowed a group of people, and I say right now they're manifested by the DNC, the Democrat Party, and those that pull their strings, to undo America so that the world can be destroyed. America stands in the way. Israel stands in the way of a horrible global hegemony that the Bible talks about, that someday, for a short period of time, is going to control this earth. It's going to happen. But I hope not on my watch. I hope not on your watch. We have things we can do, we must do, and it starts with prayer, reading and knowing the Word of God, and then answering that question, what do you really believe? And then, as a result of what you really believe, what are you doing about it? I hope it includes listening to this station. I hope it includes listening to this program. I hope it includes standing up and taking action when you have the opportunity, just at the ballot box, and making sure it's a legal ballot box. But folks, pray for America, read your Bible, and please listen to this radio station, WCGA AM 1100, wonderful coastal Georgia. This is Woody, signing off for this week, and I hope to see you next week. God bless you.